know, a lot of people are probably starting to think that perhaps I'm not the sharpest knife on the tree. There are a lot of people who have said that I'm not the brightest bulb in the drawer.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
And it's good to be a punk loser, but here's what I say to all those people that think I'm not the sharpest knife on the tree. Whatever. Let that be a lesson to them.
I had some of the best barbecue for lunch today. You know, I've talked about that a little bit earlier, and I've got the meat sweats and meat coma and all that stuff. There's a little bit caught in my back tooth. If I get it out, would you like to try the barbecue?
I'd be fine with that.
It's pretty smoky. It's good. You're going to like
I'll bet it's smoky.
You're going to like
a lot of smoke in this room already, too.
Like it. Top 30 event. Minnesota Vikings bringing in their top 30 draft choices or people that the players that they want to talk to. They can't work these guys out. There's no workouts available. They, according to NFL rules, they cannot work these guys out. They brought in 30 of these possible draft pick players this week at Winter Park. According to obviously the big names, too, our guy, Michigan State cornerback Trey Waynes, Benardrick McKinney from Mississippi State, the linebacker. TCU, Paul Dawson, the pot smoker, Randy Gregory.
Well, he should be fine.
Washington quarterback,
Marcus Peters. Now that he doesn't have to work out or anything, he'll be chilled. I'm sure Gregory will be chilled out.
Louisville receiver Devontae Parker.
Woo.
Minnesota tight end Max Williams.
It'd been a long trip for him down there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wonder when they flew him in.
Driving from Winter Park to downtown Minneapolis, I mean, that's just too far.
Yeah, it seems to me like it's out of the way.
Teams, though, get 30 official pre-draft visits, but no workouts. Teams can only interview prospects at their facility, but they can travel to campuses around the country for pre-draft workouts. They did that six times last year with a guy by the name of Ted Bridgewater. Linebacker Anthony Barr, the Vikings obviously drafted ninth overall last year, was at the team's top 30 event.
I get to know. So this is more of we want to get to know you, get acquainted, and understand each other before the big draft. And if you get a phone call from us, don't be surprised, because we like you. That's why you're here. That must be the whole spin.
Yeah, that too. And I think these dinner visits that take them out to dinner gives them a better chance of a better picture of seeing these guys outside of their element, because when they're in their pro day, obviously they're around their coaches, their teammates, they're comfortable. So get them a little bit uncomfortable and better picture of some of these players with checkered backgrounds, like Peters, the cornerback from Washington. Randy Gregory, the guy that smokes pot all the damn time.
He won't put dope down. I hope he does this weekend.
Tested positive twice in Nebraska, tested positive at the combine. Doriel Green Beckham, obviously, didn't play. I want to say he didn't play last year or half of last year. Peters kicked off his college team last fall. Green Beckham, that's what it was. Dismissed from Missouri. Gregory failing drug tests.
30 of those guys in town.
30.
I'm gonna do this. I'm going to make a phone call next break. I'm going to find out how much money they spend on these guys when they take them out to eat. If it's a one-time thing with 30 guys, we're going to take a guess at it. Radio Roulette takes a guess at the tab to feed these guys. If they have that one sit-down meal where they're all there, and I'm sure they do, I think I know who I can get for the information, too.
Jim? 30 guys.
Closest to it. I'm guessing it's going to be pretty good food somewhere nice, and I'm sure the Vikes are going to flip the tab on it if we play Radio Roulette with, say, three people. Closest gets the...
Can I guess?
Oh.
Right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to say $3,250.
$3,250
okay. And 73 cents.
Okay.
What's your guess?
30 of those guys...
I can't imagine.
I know what you're doing. I know what it's a good plan that you're on here.
I can't imagine any of them are drinking.
It's about $100 a guy. That's a $100 plate, a little over. Yeah, I don't know about that.
You don't know about $100 a plate?
$100 a plate? That's a hell of a lot of grub. I'd come down below that a little bit. Well, just the guys. 30 guys.
Or it's not like they're taking him to Arby's.
And they're not. No, but $100. I don't care where, man. That's a lot of grub for one guy. Yeah, it's lower than that. It's about $2,500. Anyway, we're going to find out. I'm going to make a phone call, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, that phone call, hopefully we'll have some success there, and then we're going to talk with Dane Brugler. senior NFL draft analyst and CBS Sports and NFL Draft Scout.com, friend of ours on the show. And we'll get you caught up again. We do it every now and then about the draft and everything coming up.
3 weeks from today, by the way.
3 weeks from today.
First round, Chicago, Windy City.
I love that location for it, too. Come on back, everybody.
Here's Sports Radio 105.
Let's talk about the draft. Who are you going to take?
What's happening? Who are you picking?
They always call him Mr. Touchdowns.
Draft day. Draft day.
We talk football.
You can always talk football.
Let's go get him.
Draft day. History in the making.
I'm the get paid.
Pay me my money.
I was fortunate enough to be drafted.
One thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Win.
Just win, baby.
It is great. It's always great when you know you're about 3 weeks out from the draft, draft day in the National Football League. And to help us out with that, it's also great to be able to bring a guy like this aboard to talk the NFL draft and get us caught up in his thoughts and what's going on. We'd welcome your calls. You play a little Rush. I did almost say Russian Roulette. Radio Roulette.
Radio Roulette.
Yeah, 651-989-9105. But we bring Dane Brugler back with the show. And Dane, it's always good to have you.
I appreciate you guys having me on 3 weeks from tonight, so it's going to be here before we know it.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, it seemed like the season was ending and all we wanted to do was talk NFL draft, have the draft here, and it's here before we know it. The Vikings are hosting their top 30 event this week at Winter Park, where they bring in the top 30 draft selections or people that they might possibly be interested in. Your brand new mock draft, though, online at CBSSports.com, has the Vikings selecting Devontae Parker yet again, back at number 11, wide receiver from Louisville, and you had switched back and forth between Trey Waynes, but now you have Trey Waynes being selected number 9 by the New York Giants. Ain't that a sumbitch?
Yeah, there's a growing belief around the league that Trey Waynes is going to be off the board somewhere in the top 10 picks, not only because he's shown top 10 talent, but it's just the cornerback position is so valuable in today's game, and all 32 teams could use another corner. So I think there's a good chance we see that happen where Trey Waynes comes off the board early. And honestly, it's not a stretch to start thinking about Kevin Johnson there at number 11 if that's the case, if the Vikings really want to go that route. So you can't rule out a corner there even if Trey Waynes is off the board.
Kevin Johnson.
Kevin Johnson.
Kevin going right now.
I have to look that one up.
In your new mock draft, Dane, you have Kevin Johnson from Wake Forest going number 18 to the Kansas City Chiefs. If that happens, Brandon Scherff gone from Iowa, the offensive tackle likely to play guard for the Minnesota Vikings if he were drafted, or Trey Waynes, both of them you have going 9 and 10 right before the Vikings. I really think that the Vikings would trade back. They have a history for doing that. General manager Rick Spielman likes to do that. He likes to have at least 10 picks in the draft. Right now he has 7, 2 in the 7th round. I see the Minnesota Vikings trading back, but that's just me. Soup?
I always think that whenever you're on your spot and you're looking at the player on your board that you see as need and or just best player, that's when you make the decision whether to package it and move back or whatever the case. If you have the guy you're wanting at 11, they're not going to just do it to do it. I mean, it's kind of the luck of the draw. And I think it's for every team, and any general manager would trade back if he thought that the guy that was sitting there was still available and he could possibly pull it off by trading back and still getting him. And somebody else, too, by the way, in the trade. So I don't know. And Dane, I don't know about you, but if it's in front, if you're sitting on top of that guy, that one player that you want, that you see on your board, that makes all the sense in the world, I don't care if your strategy is to package everything. Are you along the same belief?
Oh, of course. And I think most NFL teams are as well. Unless there's that guy at the top that you want to go get and trade up, most teams want to trade back. Picks are so valuable, especially in a draft like this where there's good depth, especially on that second day. So if you can pick up an extra second, an extra third, that's gold in this type of draft. So if you have a chance to move back, absolutely take advantage of it. But it takes two sides to get a deal done. And so there has to be someone there at 11 that a team is willing to trade up for. Now, if somehow Marcus Mariota falls, which I don't see happening, we can see a team possibly trade up in front of the Browns at number 12. to get a Mariota at 11. That's possible. But like I said, I don't see Mariota getting out of the top six picks. I think there's a good chance. I'd say a great chance he goes that high, and a team like the Browns trading up, or a team right now in the top six taking him. So it does, I'm all in favor of trading back, but it takes another team to get that deal done.
Talking to Dan Brugler, senior NFL draft analyst for CBS Sports and NFLDraftScout.com. You currently in your latest mock draft that you update every Monday have the Vikings selecting Devontae Parker, wide receiver, Louisville at number 11. Superstar and I talk about this quite often. We are interested for the Minnesota Vikings, and we hope they do select a linebacker decently high. I think they need some help there on the defensive end. I'm going to name you three names. Tell me where you think they'll be drafted. A couple of them have been hosted here at the Top 30 event by the Minnesota Vikings. One of them being TCU linebacker Paul Dawson. Like your thoughts on him. We've talked to you about Mississippi State linebacker Benardrick McKinney before. You think he's a fourth-round draft pick. And UCLA linebacker Eric Hendricks.
Yeah, Paul Dawson, he's a player that he might have been the most improved player on defense this year among the senior class. He was a wide receiver at the JUCO ranks. Goes to TCU, Coach Patterson and his staff, they saw something there, moved him over to defense, and he's been terrific. He's gotten better with each season, and not only against the run, but against the pass, and that's something that a lot of teams need, three down linebackers, guys that can stay on the field in passing situations. With Paul Dawson, it really comes down to, are you comfortable with the person, with the individual? He's a player that, Coach Patterson even came out and said he's going to lose a lot of money in the NFL to find if he doesn't change his ways. So he allows outside influences to disrupt his football life. And so that's something that, he has to address, just within himself to get better. But he's a good player. I'd love to have him on my team. And you mentioned Eric Hendricks. Who's just a tackling machine. He was the only player at the FBS level this year to have over 100 solo tackles for UCLA. He's not as athletic as his brother, Kendricks, with the Philadelphia Eagles, was the second rounder a couple years ago, but he's a tackling machine. Like I said, he's not the biggest, not the fastest, but the instincts are there, the discipline, the motor just runs nonstop. You're getting a guy with a chip on his shoulder, the motor never stops revving. So a player that I'd love to have on my team as well. So I think Kendricks is going to go somewhere round. And this is, if you need a linebacker, that early second round is the sweet spot. We might not see a linebacker, an off the ball linebacker, go in the first round, but in that early second with Eric Kendricks, Shaq Thompson, Paul Dawson will be in that mid second round range, mid to late. So I think if you need a linebacker, that early second round is the sweet spot.
Yeah, another thing that we have to have around here with the Minnesota Vikings anyway is a left guard. And by the way, Kendricks was on the NFL Network with his brother. They were both on at the same time. They were putting numbers up between the two of them when they came out of college. They were actually very, very, very close in 40 time and combine numbers. But he has bigger numbers as far as the number of tackles, even than more so than his brother did in his last year of school. So, but the left guard position really does concern me the most right now. I don't hear the emphasis. I don't hear the sense of urgency from the Vikings or anyone around town. Sheriff seems to be like the top guy, no matter what. If you're looking for a guard or a tackle, they list him at both. What is next? If Sheriff is gone, Trey Waynes is gone, what do you do at 11 if you're just going to draft straight off the board at 11, not make any big deals with anybody else? What do you do? If those two guys are gone, Dane, do you take a shot at another lineman?
Well, I think you have to look at the board, obviously. And if Trey Waynes and Brandon Sheriff are off the board, there's a good chance that a player you rate highly might fall to you at 11, and you might be in that best player available mode where, a good talent falls to you that you just can't pass on. Because when you're picking top 10, top 11, the goal is to improve the roster. It's not necessarily to match your top need with a player. So I would think that they would go with the best player available in that case, which it might end up being Devontae Parker, which also fits a need. But Parker, it's so much more than just the storyline of, reuniting him with Bridgewater, former Louisville guys. Devontae Parker is a legitimate number one. He has a number one type of potential. He's not AJ Green, but he's a notch below with the size, the vertical, the leaping ability. He can be a star at every level of the field, especially in the red zone. He has a touchdown catch in college every 4.7 catches. So he knows how to find the end zone and be a playmaker. So Devontae Parker, if he ends up being the pick, if he ends up being the best player available there at 11, that's not too shabby.
Talking to Dane Brugler about the Minnesota Vikings and the draft choices of possibilities. 3 weeks from tonight, the first round in Chicago, senior NFL draft analyst for CBS Sports and NFLDraftScout.com. Dane, the superstar, and I talk about the Vikings quite often. It's a big passion of ours. And we're huge mock draft aficionados. We read as many as we possibly can. And a few of them have had the Minnesota Vikings selecting either Malcolm Brown, defensive tackle from Texas, or Danny Shelton, defensive tackle from Washington. I told the superstar Mike Morris that a couple of days ago, and he threw down his headphones and said, if that happens, I'm selling all my Vikings gear.
I am.
He used to play for the Minnesota Vikings, by the way. A 13-year NFL veteran said he won't even have anything to do with the Vikings.
I won't even
again.
Talk to him again.
Do you see there being a possibility or any scenario at all where the Minnesota Vikings at number 11 take a defensive tackle? And do you, as kind of an outsider, not somebody that lives here in Minnesota and roots for the Vikings like we do, do you see there be a need for defensive tackle on the Vikings at all?
Well, you know, they went Sharif Floyd in the first round a couple of years ago, and they also have Linval Joseph. So, you know, I feel like they have their starting interior tackles right there. When it comes down to it, though, the best player available, how do they rate Shelton? How do they rate Brown? To me, both of them are legitimate top 15, top 20 talents. But I would agree that the need doesn't necessarily match up with, what's going to be there. So could I see it happening? Sure, I think it's possible. But at the same time, you know, I think you can get better bang for your buck there in terms of a player that's going to come in and impact the team, right away as a rookie, a player that's going to come in and, you know, you don't try to match up the need necessarily, but at least you want someone that, along the lines of someone that can play right away. And I don't see either of those guys necessarily playing right away. They'd probably be part of a rotation. So I think it's possible. I wouldn't rule it out. But at the same time, I think there's a couple other options that would go in that direction for the Vikings there at 11.
I agree. I totally do. With the kinds of talent coming out at a defensive line this year, especially in this draft, you could easily find something like that. There would be a pretty special kind of player, I think, in the second round. But what you just now said is the most important thing to me also, is that 1 through 15 are impact players that, if they're out there and they're starting, they should make a difference in your team right away. And to make the biggest difference in your team, you have to fill in one of the gaps. You have to fill in one of the holes where there is a weakness and make that not a weakness the way it was the year before with a kid that can man up and take you to another level. Defensive tackle, I don't see that kind of margin. I see Tom Johnson backing up whomever, whether it's Sharif Floyd or Linval Joseph. I saw Tom Johnson, who they picked back up again with 6.5 sacks on the season, was a great selection for us. I just can't see stacking defensive tackles one after another and spending that kind of money and then not really notice a difference in the team because it's just another defensive tackle. And I don't care if he starts or not. He's not going to make the kind of impact that another corner would be or a middle linebacker would be in this defense.
And I think that defensive tackle class is it's one of the stronger groups this year. So you can find a starter quality defensive tackle, or at least someone you project as being a starter maybe in year two. You can find a guy like that this year in the third, fourth round.
Right, right.
Talking to Dane Brugler, he is our go-to guy when it comes to the NFL draft. He is the senior NFL draft analyst for CBS Sports and NFLDraftScout.com. And Dane, tell us about your 2015 NFL draft guide, available now at myfootballnews.com. Dane Brugler, your 2015 NFL draft guide, which gives you the rankings and grades by position, profiles for more than 300 top prospects, and basically must-have information heading into the draft 3 weeks from tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's a labor of love. It's my pride and joy every year. It's 187 pages of details on. There's over 400 prospects in there that I, you know, my scouting reports, evaluations, and there's no detail too small. Everything from stats to birthday to pronunciation guide. I mean, it's all there for you. So, and we talked a lot about the first and second round, but this really goes deeper into the sixth, seventh round, even the free agents. So if you're a draft, nut, just like I am, and you really appreciate this stuff, I think we're really must-read stuff. I promise you won't be disappointed. Go to my Twitter at DP Brugler. The link's right there. You can get the link, and I'll be set up for you.
Nicely done. Dane, thank you very much for coming on. These next 3 weeks, I hope you don't mind us contacting you from time to time to find out a little more.
No, I enjoy it, guys. Anytime.
Thanks, you're a great source, and get back to it, young man. Study those things up.
All right, take care, guys.
You bet. He's really good, very knowledgeable. And,
my favorite.
We'll be in touch with him as we move along through the next 3 weeks leading up to the draft. Next, we have another guy that might know something about it. He knows things about sports. After all, he won the NCAA bracket. Damn it. I still can't get over that. But where are you going to take us anyway for lobster? Do you know yet? Steak and lobster?
Steak and lobster. Let's see here. McDonald's?
Jim Rich, everybody. Radioactive Sports.
Get your twins in.
The meatloaf! Oh, I want a beer.
Hey, Mom! Can we get some meatloaf?
Oh, I want a beer.
Get that kid some meatloaf. He sounds hungry, I think.
It's not a tumor.
Oh, no. It's not a tumor.
For sure, we're not a group that's satisfied just making the playoffs. You know, the first year we made it, I think that was maybe the case. The second year we took a step, and you know, like I said, we've got bigger plans this year. I'm not worried.
Clearly, a very confident Mike Yo with a bigger plan and not even worried. That's what he just said. Jim Rich, I welcome you back to the show. I hope you feel welcome. And
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Good.
James, did you enjoy the tie change yesterday?
Loved
were
it.
You able to witness that?
We were looking for it, and we did see it. We did see it, and I can't believe that you actually thought we were serious about your first tie.
But that's all we do is watch Fox 9 because we're deathly loyal to it. Deathly.
We are.
Jim Rich, have you had a chance to talk to any of the top 30 draft possibilities for the Winter Park and the dealio that's going on down there with the Minnesota Vikings? And if not, do you have a guess for if they are all to sit down at a restaurant where the Vikings take them out to eat? Any guesses at how much you think that would cost? Because the superstar and I have gone back and forth on that.
So there's 30 of them here, right?
Yeah. Yep. Just the players, not the whole outfit that takes them out. Just the players.
So I'm just covering the players' grub. Well, you know what, though? If you're a player and you're trying to impress the organization, you really go all out and just destroy the budget.
Yes.
And
yes, you do.
Rick Spielman goes like, oh, man, look at this guy. He's eating like a German Shepherd. I don't want this guy.
What?
This guy's going to kill our budget during the season.
I think they come to expect that from football players. You take off their shirt and you see how cut they are. You probably wouldn't worry. But yeah, I mean, at the same time,
like
you
German
have to think they're taking him to. Yeah, German shepherds don't really even eat that much, I don't think. But you take him out to a nice meal. It's not like they are ordering drinks because if you're on a job interview, you're not going to start just boozing it up. So I wouldn't think there's drinks involved.
No, that was only Johnny Manziel's pro day.
That's when he told Mike Zimmer that he's going to win 2, 3, 4 Super Bowls with the Vikings.
Of course.
While he's just slamming shots of fireball.
We'll take a shot at
okay.
it. We're going to talk with someone in the know, and I think I can find out from somebody. But you have to understand, I mean, these guys are not the kind of guys that are going to embarrass themselves either by ordering bean sprouts and a pickle. I mean, they have to order something impressive enough where you don't think that the coaches are wondering, like, is he just a vegetarian? I mean, does he eat like that all the time? Because
but then you go, oh, look at how healthy he is. Oh man, he takes care of his body versus the guy that slaughters half the prime rib. And you're like, okay, we know where this guy's headed.
Yeah, but you need protein to build muscle, and that's what you want in football.
Yeah.
You want muscle.
That's true. Well, Star, what did Corey Stringer take down, do you think, in his visit?
Man, I'll tell you. Big Stringer. Maybe even bigger Dave Dixon.
Yeah. Dave would have been good.
Dave could eat. I was a little bit long in the tooth. But I would say, you know, honestly, we're figuring in 30 guys, and if you put $100 a plate, I think that's too much. I just do. $100 a plate, I don't care what restaurant. But I would say that, you know, a pretty good sized steak. 24-ounce steak. I mean, that's a pretty good size. I think almost any of those guys could put down a 24-ounce steak. And whatever that would be, it's probably about $60, $65 for a steak.
And then you got a tip on top of everything, too. You can't forget the tip. The tip is why.
Now see how you're building this up.
Well, but that's what it is. I mean, seriously, when you sit down and write the check, it's going to be, I think it's going to be $3,250.
Well, I'd like to know what the tab is. And then we can tip whatever.
Well, but it's including the tip, I would hope.
All right, you're going to include the tip in the number.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess add 25%.
Ooh.
First time this has been brought up, by the way, because of Holson.
Right.
Because he guessed way too high. That's why he's trying to do this. He guessed way too high, and he knows it.
It's not true.
Yeah, I'd say they're going to drop. I'll go 22-75.
Okay, 22-75, Jim Rich.
See, if I was a Viking or a possible player, a college player coming in, I'd go to Manny's and I'd order the double porterhouse. That's $99.95. Or what about the...
Yeah, but how much is that? Seriously, look up the... How big is that? Like 20, like 38 ounces?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah. 3 pounds.
I'd get the bludgeon of beef. That's only $94.95.
Jesus.
Or the king crab legs, $89.95. Maine lobster tail, $89.95. I mean, I think you gotta budget about $100 a person.
Right. Well, you know what, Mike? That means you and I, our budget is $100 each.
That's true. I'm glad this is coming up.
Pool dinner.
That's so true. I think you and I should be allowed to sit down and think through where we'd like for him to take us. And then that kind of handle him like a rookie the way we used to is we'd tell the rookie where to take us.
Yes.
Okay, so I like that.
I like that Manny's menu. Just keep reading that stuff. That all sounded good.
What the heck is a bludgeon of beef?
I think it's a huge...
54 ounces of num-nums?
I think it's the porterhouse.
Good
and
Lord
Randall McDaniel Lord. Eats it every time he goes there and finishes
it.
He's
a massive beast.
What about your Wild? Let's get into something else here. You guessed 22-75, so I wrote it down. But the Minnesota Wild, by the way, they're sitting the guys down. You predicted yesterday they were going to sit a few of the stud horses down. They did do that. At Nashville tonight. Is this the right move?
Absolutely. This is they're the ones looking at the dinner menu tonight. Vanek, Nino, Zach, Doobs, they're all sitting around going to start a card game, watching the game up in the press box tonight because they got nothing to do. Yes, because they really can't move up or down. They know they're going open on the road in the playoffs, and even if you say Winnipeg catches you and passes you, you really don't know which of the four teams you're going to face yet anyway. So if you wanted to target somebody, you really can't do that anyway. So I think this is a good way to give them a breather on the road. And then you got the last game against St. Louis. That's where you'll put in your guys that you want to start the playoffs with. That's when you put Dubnyk back in and you get yourself ready for when the playoffs start either next Wednesday or Thursday.
Too bad we weren't in Hawaii. I'd take it to Blazing Steaks. It's great. It's just a little rice thing, and I think it's $12.95. You'd love it. It's perfect.
Wait, there's nothing wrong with that.
You guys have to remember.
We can do that, too.
Hawaii?
You want to take us to Hawaii?
I like that. Look, I'll eat that.
$12 on dinner.
I'm fine with that. Let's. You know what? We'll do it your way. We'll go. We're in. Jim, are you in?
Yeah.
I can't win with you, Beast.
I'll spend $12. I will keep
I'll buy you
if you take it.
Yeah. I'll buy your steak
for dinner.
No trouble.
I have already Googled cheapest steak and lobster in Minneapolis and St. Paul. So you guys are going to be in for quite a treat. Might make it in my own backyard at the same time. Jim Rich, we're talking to Mr. Fox 9 sports enthusiast himself. Minnesota Wild tonight, Nashville Predators. We were just talking about that. Matt Cook coming back, the guy that doesn't have any teeth. Wants to see some ice time. Obviously, Mike Yeo wants to see him on the ice before he puts him in the playoffs. How do you think he reacts? Is the same, reaction that the Minnesota Wild get from Jason Zucker the other night in Chicago?
It would be remarkable if he makes that kind of an impact. But this is a huge game for him because he gets a one-night showcase, basically, to show what he can do, to show if he's ready, to show if he can be a factor in the playoffs. So he will be engaged tonight. He'll try to bring whatever he can to the table to show Yo he's ready because, I mean, there are so many healthy bodies around there. You can get buried. Like Bergenheim is getting a chance tonight to try to show everybody that if you call on me, I'll be ready. But that lineup is so deep right now. Cook may end up in the press box, even though he's one of the most effective guys in the postseason. It all depends on what he shows here tonight, and then we'll see. But he knows there's a lot at stake for him tonight because he can't go out there and be, just a no-show. Because if he does that, he's going to watch the rest of the year upstairs.
Well, that's impressive that you would know that. It's also impressive that you would make a wardrobe adjustment for us between the 5 and the 6 o'clock hour.
I was told that. I was also told I was called a pinhead as well yesterday.
I did not say something like that. Who said that to you?
Pin neck or something.
Oh.
Pencil neck.
Pencil I didn't say that. I didn't say that. No, I would not have said you were a pencil neck. Yeah, I said you had a neck like a stack of dimes, and that's not that bad.
Can we do imitation crab for this bet thing? Steak and imitation. What about chopped steak and imitation crab?
You know, I'll just go for the $99 steak. I'll leave the crab off the table. How's
yeah,
that?
I'm not going to go with any lobster. And by the way, it was lobster, not crab. He's trying to
son of a guy.
Trying to work us into crab now because he knows it's much cheaper than lobster. I'll tell you what. You can have the steak. Don't worry. I'll take a 6-pound lobster and call it a day. That's $35 a pound, by the way.
Oh, good.
There you go. There you go.
He's going to have us down to a tube steak and tuna pretty quick here.
I look over at you and... You got your napkin tucked under your collar like you normally do when you sit at the table. You got it tucked in there so you don't, you know, spill any food on yourself.
Nice
and I said, yeah, I was trying to protect your great diet. And I go, Jim, how's the Braun Swagger?
Guys, how about Heggie's Pizza? Can we just pare it down
pizza
to Heggie's
now.
Pizza?
Steak and lobster on the pizza?
Sure.
Oh, okay. It's fine.
Oh, my goodness.
What about Jensen's Supper Club?
That's a pretty, oh, we can go there. I've been there, Jim.
Have you?
Yes.
They have steak and lobster?
I don't know about the lobster. It's a great steakhouse, though. A fun steakhouse to go to. Yeah, that's good.
I like that.
I think we should start making a date to get this all put together and so we can get out and have some grub. And then,
and lobster right on the front page of Jensen's Food and Cocktails.
Okay.
The tradition continues.
You want to knock it down right here? You want to put it in stone?
No, or
you
that's too just... far for me to drive. And poor Jim Rich lives in not anywhere near that place.
I'll go anywhere for food. Don't worry.
For some reason, I feel like I'm coming down with a case of ascites.
Do you have?
I just don't see my ass going to dinner with you guys.
We'll take the money then. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. If you just want to send us checks, that's good.
I will still enjoy dinner with you, Jim. We can go out and celebrate your big win and my second place finish. And,
right.
And we will then, of course, designate where we want to go. And I think it should be Manny's.
I think so.
I think you guys are...
I think you should have made a better bet.
Rude.
Well, either way. Jim, thank you so much for your time and your effort. To make this phone call and to get on the air with us.
5-ounce Manhattan and sure, no, that's not going to
5-ounce. Oh, good. I'll fill up on that. Yeah, and I'd like to have some extra, like, celery sticks, please, and some baby carrots with that big 5-ounce steak.
This is going to be...
They'll give you carrot seeds. You can take them home and
yeah,
grow them yourself.
Plant those.
This is going to be the worst day of my life, isn't it?
It could be. Might. You're doing well, right? I mean, you're making a good living, right?
Oh, right.
We'll find out.
Who is? Me?
We'll find out.
He's half of the radioactive sports team.
I know.
That just sounds like cash.
Well,
it
shouldn't
be a problem.
It is. I mean, his...
The whole budget went to the superstar. 13 years in the NFL isn't cheap.
Yeah. I've been told that his wallet is radioactive. It's got so much power. But I think we'll just go. We'll take him downtown. He doesn't want to make you drive that far, so
I'll
appreciate
him. Pick us up.
I just well, don't. I worry that Jim's car won't make it. That's what I worry about.
Like I said, I'll get there.
Okay.
I've got my Blue Line pass. I'll ride the subway, the train. I'll show up. Don't worry.
Well, you know all this over the NCAA basketball bracket that we played against the Brad Johnson pack, and that's what happens right here. So.
Why don't you guys just get the lobster and shrimp spinach dip, $15 a piece, and we'll call it a day.
You.
You guys can go without me.
Or
on
a
that
bowl
one.
Or a cup of lobster bisque, $6. You're in.
You're wasting our time. I'll have you know you're wasting our time.
Yes.
Ben Holson. You'll make good on your bet if you're a man at all. And Jim and I will have to come up with a selection for you.
All right.
And we'll throw down.
Fine.
Be the best food you ever had.
Yep. I think it'll be great.
It's the best.
It'll be a wonderful evening.
It'll be the best food we ever had because it's all when it's free, it's me. and we'll take three. Thank you, James.
Yes.
Bye,
yes,
James.
No, thank you.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
We'll work this out. I'll get you on the phone and we'll knock this down. And we will talk to you then tomorrow, okay?
Yes. All right, Wild. Enjoy the game. Don't stress out about this one. You can just sit back and relax, and you can watch the guys that are trying to, on the bubble, get themselves into some playoff competition.
Easy for you.
I like that. I like that. I like it. Take care of yourself. Next up, we have Hardball with all those hardcore seam heads that love cantankerous, crusty, obnoxious, grumpy Mike Berardino. That's
for the Minnesota Twins today.
Time to oil up the mitts. It's Hardball with Mike Berardino.
The information in the head of his, so I'm willing to learn it.
Definitely excited to have him leading the way.
Get your seam head talk right now on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
Ricky felt a little bit of a spike in his elbow yesterday on a particular pitch in his last inning of work. He pitched to a couple more hitters, and when he came in, he said that he had a little soreness in his elbow, and he felt it on one pitch in particular. So we thought the prudent thing was to get him back to Minneapolis today to go see our doctors, and then we'll go from there.
Hardball, Minnesota Twinkie Baseball.
Brought to you by Nature's Fury Nutri-Drink Vitamins. I've never tasted this refreshing, and they're so yum, diddly scrumptious in my belly.
We have him there yet?
No, I'm pretty sure that Mike Berardino may have offed himself already.
I think so, too.
It's tough covering the Minnesota Twins. Not only did I was hoping that God was going to take us out of our misery today because there was a rainout. I was supposed to pitch the series finale, Game 3, today in Detroit at noon. Rain delay until shortly this afternoon. And, well, let's just say right now, for example, another reason why Mike Berardino may want to end it all because he has 159 games to go after this one.
Yeah.
Minnesota Twins lost the first game 4-0. Then they lost the second game yesterday 11-0. And currently they're down 7-0 to the Detroit Tigers in the fifth inning.
Bottom of the fifth. Minnesota Twins are up in the sixth as of right now, too. Jordan Schaefer, Danny Santana, and Brian Dozier will be batting.
Oh, my God. No reason to listen or watch the Twins. I mean, I've already given up the third game in. They can't score a single run. And
have they gotten to third yet?
They're allowing runs like a sieve. Who do they think they are? Nicholas Backstrom? Allowing runs to go.
That's wrong. That is wrong to say that.
Irvin Santana, 80-game PED suspension. Now Ricky Nolasco back in the Twin Cities after allowing six runs, six hits, four walks. He's got a spike in his elbow. Did I mention how good Nature's Fury NutriDrink is? Vitamins have never tasted this refreshing.
It's very good. I drink that, and I like that product. Trust me.
651-989-9105. Please call me and tell me that there's hope for the Minnesota Twins or that you've already given up or whatever it is. Somebody's got to have something to say about this disaster that is our baseball team. 4-0, 11-0, and now top of the sixth again, 7-0, Twins losing. Awful.
We're having some trouble today. We're having a little trouble today.
Having some trouble is right.
0-4. First game, season opener, 0-11. Second game, this is the series in Detroit, by the way, played in Detroit. And today, right now, top of the sixth, 0-7.
That's a bummer. Here's a great news, though. Coming up next, we have Twins home opener ticket giveaway.
Woo.
And Lord knows they're amazing when they play at home. They're just a completely different team.
It's the hottest ticket
of the week, of the summer, of the year, of the decade.
Be there.
It's sold out.
Make sure you're part of this thing and see the first win of the season, too.
Radio Roulette. Hi, 105 The Ticket. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, you scare me, but where are you calling from?
The car right now. I'm stuck in traffic, but I just wanted to call in and say right now that these guys suck, and they need to do something. They need to make sure that Target Field is blankly empty. Quit paying for this product. Quit going because you want a Bloody Mary with a pizza in it. Quit going to the games. The management has to do something. The Polats have been riding the train now of this team and making tons of money for the last 5 years without reinvesting where they should be in the team. And this is the end result. They need to put a product on the field.
And Schaefer just fouled out to third.
Oh, of course he did. The Minnesota Twins went into this season with $108 million payroll, which is about middle of the road, I want to say, for Major League Baseball. It's the second highest in franchise history. Thanks for playing Radio Roulette, though, and thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Take care.
Santana grounded out to first.
Oh, God, already. Zach Woodbury. Talk to me about the Twins.
All right, so I've given up all hope already.
Yeah.
But unlike the last guy who didn't want the Bloody Mary pizza thing, I saw the picture of the food they had out the other day. That new brat dog sounds really good.
It's a hot dog.
Hot dog inside the bratwurst. And
he doesn't want it. He thinks it's too much money for what they're throwing down with that Bloody Mary.
No, with the Bloody Mary, I don't want it. I mean, a $19 Bloody Mary, I could make that at my house with a cold piece of Tony's Pizza or Jack's or whatever it is. 19 bucks. What a ripoff. But this brat dog thing that Zach's talking about.
Oh, I thought this came with that.
No.
Okay. My bad.
Listen to me. A hot dog inside of a brat wrapped in bacon. Sounds amazing, and I would eat that. But I'm honest to God, Zach, when I go to Target Field, I mean, the first season when they were winning was fun to watch the game. It's nothing about baseball. I never sit in my seats.
Yeah.
I walk around from bar to bar, beer to beer, eating food and just hanging out and taking different vantage points. I'll stand in left field there at the bar for a little while, watch the game. Then I'll go in center field. Yeah. Then I'll go up to the organist bar up top in the second deck. But there's no sitting down and watching baseball. It's more for the experience and for fun and for the food than it is for the baseball product.
And they have that new Mexican restaurant out
Barrio.
Somewhere around Gate 6. Yeah.
Yeah, Barrio.
They're getting new shots.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Shots of tequila.
Let's line up.
And they also have, I want to say they have happy hour, too, from 4 to 6 or 5 to 7 before the game.
We get snockered over there and then go sit down somewhere.
It's going to be great. Zach, thanks for calling in.
Hold on. My favorite part, though, is the Polats have now invested in your favorite sport, too. Soccer.
Yep.
Right next to Target Field.
Yeah, I love soccer.
You must be doing a huge jig.
Pour me a big Jack and hand me a Zazula.
Yeah.
Vuvuzela. But yeah, Zuzula, whatever it's called. Zach from Woodbury, thanks for calling and taking part in Radioactive Sports.
Zuzula.
Have a good one.
All right, now.
See you, buddy.
Wait, let's play Radio Roulette a little more.
I love Radio Roulette. It's my favorite.
I do too, man. We're pitching to Dazier right now.
Oh, good. Hand me
a Zuzula and pour me a big round of like Bombay Sapphire.
Yeah,
I'm happy.
No,
I'm happy.
The fruitiest drink I've ever heard in my life. Three contestants now at 651-989-9105. We have Twins Trivia. Honest to God, winner receives a pair of tickets to one of the last pairs of tickets sold out. Twins home opener on Monday at Target Field. Really, we should have given these away on Monday on opening day when people were still really interested in the Twins. Now that they haven't scored a run in three games and have been blown out 4-0, 11-0,
three outs in the seventh, too, by the way.
Oh, of course, it's great.
0-7.
Three contestants. It's the hottest ticket in town. Home opener, Twins on Monday. Three contestants, 651-989-9105. If you win, it's Twins Trivia. We'll send you to the game on Monday at Target Field, 651-989-9105. Three contestants. Please, dear God, somebody call. Somebody please want to go.
That's getting ugly.
I thought it was going to be a big deal. Twins home opener. I mean, any other time, I'd say
yeah. It's really a big deal because they're looking for a win. They're looking for a run. Be there.
They're looking for a hit.
Be there. Oh, we're pitching right now. Oh, really? It's bottom of the seventh. I'm sure they're singing the seventh inning stretch right now.
Of course,
Miguel Cabrera, Victor Martinez, and JD Martinez. We're going to pitch to those guys this inning, so we'll be fine.
Oh,
we got a chance. We still have a chance. We're going to do that. What you were talking about. I love this stuff, man. We got to have some contestants, so make sure you call. Did you get the number already?
Calling. Yeah, they're calling. Let's take a break.
Yeah, they're going to lose this one, too, it looks like.
Oh, you think so?
I they're going to lose it. I'm looking at this now. I'm watching the live feed on my iPad, and it just
say
sucks
the key
ass.
Word.
Radioactive Sports, let's go.